This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seriously? I'm recording over here.
Gosh.
I haven't got time for this crap. These people knocking on my door and are trying to record a show. What is wrong with these people? Welcome back to our Christmas, I wouldn't call it an extravaganza, not even close, a Christmas show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, but I'm not here. This is a pre-recorded show. Look, I get time with my family, too, on Christmas week. You know what I'm saying? And Christmas is so much more than putting yourself in debt. So I've asked people tonight, sponsors and guests, we're going to have some fun. We're going to explain the true meaning of Christmas. Joe's going to rant about Christmas and the holidays. You know what? Let's just bring him on. Let's get into it. Really, seriously. Yeah, forget those singers. I don't need them. Hopefully you've had a great Christmas week, Christmas night, whatever. And it's not all about just getting what you want, right? Let's make sure we keep Christ in the day. And, you know, I love bringing some of the sponsors on, some of the guests back on to talk about their events and what they've got going on. For me, it's Christmas. For David Fisher, I believe it's Christmas as well. And, David, you know, it's not always about the market. It's not always about the economy. Sometimes it's just about family and bringing family back together. Together at the in the holiday season, right? What do you do that's special, if anything? I know you might be sitting at in your lazy boy there just flicking through the stations. I don't know.
Well, how about this? Let's start this way. Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, God did send his son in the form of a child. He humbled himself as a man, first as a child, and we all know the story, but it is a real story. And when I read this scripture, and I read it on national radio on Monday on one of another national talk show host's program.
You know, you keep rubbing that in, telling me you're on with somebody else. I thought I was like the only date in the book. But I guess not. That's okay. I can live with it. All right.
You know, being highly committed to one person works in a marriage, but outside of that, and talk show hosts, there's more people than that want to hear me. And otherwise, if I would have stopped at that one, you and I wouldn't have ever
been in touch with each other. That's true. So. I'll give you that one. All right. You can have that one.
So anyway, can you imagine for a second our government being on the Lord's shoulders? All the problems that we do, all the challenges and all the blessings, we're still, no matter what, the government is on the Lord's shoulders. That doesn't mean that he controls the government. That means that he oversees it, he watches it, he's head of it. You know, and we should really honor him as that. He's, because he is Wonderful Counselor. And, you know, I thank the Lord that prayer does move mountains. I thank the Lord that I believe that there's people in our government, people in our Congress that believe in prayer and call on God for counseling. That he is the Wonderful Counselor. He's a Mighty God. He's a Father to us, and he's the Prince of Peace. You know, this Christmas season, that's, and all Christmas seasons, that is what it is all about. Family resound. You know, here's what we do at Christmas, and some people have already heard this story before. I used to be a worship leader. I've been in the metal industries for 25 years full time. In my early career, for well over a decade, I did both. I donated my time, 20 some hours a week at a church, several churches actually, over that period of time, because I became a worship consultant for a period of time there for a few years. So I've done a lot of Christmas carols, and one thing that is done at our house is, and it's usually Christmas Eve, we gather around the piano and I play Christmas carols and we sing, and this goes on for probably about an hour or so until they kick me off the piano. No, until I say, can I be done? That's one of our traditions. I tend to not like doing that because it feels a little bit like focusing on, you know, me, but it is not. People, there's something that happens, Joe, when you have family together and you reminisce, you talk about, you know, relationships, or you sing a few Christmas carols, or you talk about what Christmas means to you. Those are the traditions at our household, besides the obvious, you know, let's have family together, let's open presents, let's have a great meal. My wife's an incredible cook. Those are the things that are our traditions in our family.
Yeah, I love hearing about what people, just playing the piano. My mother is still with us, thank God, but she used to play the piano all the time. And then she would know a few songs, but always around Christmas she'd play something. And during the year she'd play a couple things. But those are the things that, you know, when you talk about it, I was like, yeah, you know what? I've been to people's homes. I remember my mother doing those kind of things. So, yeah, I think it's great. I really think it's great that you have those kind of things. And the kids will remember that for years to come. But you're right. It is all about Christmas. I just did a quick little piece called How Can You Take Christ Out of Christmas? Makes absolutely no sense to me, but people are trying to do it. We won't allow that, though, will we?
Absolutely not. And so when you sing the carol Silent Night, or We Three Kings of Or and Are, or Come All Ye Faithful, it's telling the Christmas story, and you're singing from your spirit, your gut, that is proclaiming that Christ was born, and he's our Savior, and he's here today. And so that reminds us, and it, you know, kind of brings us back into perspective of the Lordship and the Saviorhood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, listen, to you and yours, I hope you have a very, very, very happy and merry Christmas, and enjoy. And next year ought to be great.
Absolutely. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, Joe, and your family, and all the listeners. And God bless America, and God bless our president and all the leaders of our country. Thank you for all having me on your program this year and this time. It's very special to me.
Always a pleasure. Love having David on. You know, very honest guy, believes in God, wants to do the right thing by people. Not perfect. We're not. You know, I love you guys who try to line up Christianity, and you think that we think we're perfect. We don't, ladies and gentlemen, we don't think we're perfect. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's give him a shot now. What do you think?
That's the jingle bell.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a hero. You're as cuddly as a cactus.
See, I don't do the ho ho ho.
Charming as any.
I like the. Because you never know what's in the gift. I mean, it could be old dog turd in there if you really had a bad year. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, but I always even more enjoy having this guy on with me, Corey Duncan. Joins me as he does every week. But Corey, Merry Christmas. We're on Christmas Day today. I actually bothered you in the middle of probably shoving food in your mouth. What's up?
Oh, man. I was going to go somewhere else with that.
Ooh,
but anyway,
nice.
Merry Christmas to you
right. There you go. The love of Christ today. You can't get nasty with anybody. So, you know, we were talking during the break. I said, at my house, It takes me about an hour to get through Christmas. You know, I mean, with the screaming. My ears are still ringing because I have girls. And girls shriek. They don't yell. They shriek when they get exactly what they want, the little ones. So I'm still getting through the ear ringing thing. So what's Christmas like at the Duncan compound?
Well, that's interesting. First everyone sleeps, and then you get up, and the proper people make the breakfast for the king of the house, and the rest is history. They take open up a bunch of gifts. I act like I like the gifts that was given to me, and I half smile, and then the rest is they open up gifts, know that their dad is cheap, and I probably went to the dollar store and got them. No, honestly. It's been overwhelming, and I always like to say that we don't really celebrate Christmas. We have dinner together, but we don't celebrate Christmas because we feel as though that you're always in this family that Christmas is any day that you can live to see another day. And I always try to teach my children the same thing, is that you have to understand that there's a lot of people that's leaving this earth. You know, I don't want to bring a somber moment to the day, but I mean, just like with the passing of Dick Enberg. I mean, Dick Enberg, I just got finished watching him this past summer with Padres game, and you know, the man's gone just like that. So right. That just goes to show you, just like with anything else, not even dealing with radio personalities or sports or whatever or anything like that, it's just that the next 10 minutes is not promised you. You can drop dead. So, but Christmas, you know, I'm so glad that this is almost over, because there's a lot of people out here, and they just, and what has killed Christmas is not the kids. Because anyone that has a child and sees a child face light up and they're smiling and whatever, that's what Christmas is all about. That is about for the children or whatever. But these grown-ups have just turned Christmas upside down. They're killing each other and running into each other. And the thing over there, as my mama will always say, first thing the day after Christmas, all of that stuff going on sale. So why not just wait until the day after Christmas and go online now, and you can order whatever you want
to
order.
Corey, years ago, my kids will tell you, I used to go shopping on Christmas Eve because I knew I could get some of the best deals ever. The people didn't want to take the stuff home, or they wanted to, you know, end the year on a positive note. And then what I would do, your mom would be appreciative of this, I'd get them all these gifts. And then I would I would hide some of them. So during the year, I would let them out, you know, during the year kind of thing. The other thing my oldest son reminded me of last night was, remember the Matchbox cars, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would buy the Matchbox cars for them, but I'd buy them all. You know, if I had four kids, I'd buy them all Matchbox cars and stuff. But I'd wrap each one of them individually, so it looked like there was like 100 gifts under the tree, when there was really only, like, you know, truly only about 6 or 7 full gifts. So, but that's the part of it that, you know, we have a tradition where we read the story of the birth of Christ. So it's kind of like, let's start the day off the way it was supposed to be started off. And I ask my granddaughters, I always say stuff like, so why, if it's Jesus' birthday, why am I giving you gifts? And you see the look in their face like, I don't know.
Well, you know, not jumping the subject, but the same with the season, that, you know, all of us as around our age, understand that back in the day, Christmas was different. You know, we dad or stepdad or whatever you have, you will help you put your train set together or your bike or whatever. These kids, I mean, even before Christmas, I know a couple years ago the kids were changing. When I came to my two older sons are Cornessa, well, my daughter Cornessa and two older sons Tristan and Chandler, I said, hey, look. Here's the Hess truck. Back in the day, your dad had this. I even stepped out of concert and got on the floor. Wait a minute. I stepped out of concert and got on the floor. It was like, room, room. Look, I said, look, the lights light up. I said, now they got one. They had one that's a steam shovel. And it just, I said, man, that's great. And my daughter looked at me. They just had this look like, really, really, dad. And I asked my son, I said, well, why are you on the phone? He said, I'm calling the police right now. Because you must be crazy. You think we're going to take that? And my daughter Cornette was like, really, Dad? She was like, really? I'm like, man, it broke my heart. I was like, man, you know, I can't say what I wanted to say.
That's funny. Well, you know what? It's that the gifts have gotten, I mean, can you imagine... here we got two old guys, right? We're complaining now. Can you imagine going to your dad or me in the 70s and going, hey, I want a pair of the, I want this $500 iPhone, and you're my father. You should buy it for me. You know, when I woke up, you know, in the hospital 2 days later, I would have realized I'm not getting a phone. But, I mean, I mean, these phones are $300, $400, $500 with the new with the iPhone X is $999 on sale. It's like, my God.
I'm sporting one right now, and so I want to say thank you to my daughter, Cornessa. She got me an iPhone for Christmas, and that, you know, don't expect nothing in your lounge.
Yeah, no, she's looking, dude,
but anyway,
she's looking to get in the will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
It sounds like she's the smartest one of the group.
Hey, look, she's a true politician. Oh, yeah, she's a real politician. She's not, but guess what? It won't work with me because, see, here's the stickler with me. Hey, look, this is for all of the food that you eat and the clothes that I put on
like
your back
that.
All
there you go.
Yep. Exactly. So that's a payback. So
I always used to love that when they would say, this is mine, that's mine, this is mine. They go, not really. See, this is my house, and that room you rent that you don't pay any rent on, yeah, you owe that to me. So I don't know what to tell you, but anyhow.
Don't worry. All of your listeners, this is what you do. When they get to where they're working, I think the legal age is 15, when they do it, start keeping receipts. Start keeping receipts for everything that they because I know their moms are probably listening. Here we go. We keep receipts now. No. Let me show you what you were eating 2 or 3 or 4 years ago and how much it cost.
Anyway, all right. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We're up against it. Tell them, be nice.
Okay.
Oh,
you can reach me at Corey Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook or Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Thank you, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas, and if I don't talk to you, have a Happy New Year. Be safe and stay behind our President Trump, and let's get that wall built and repeal Obamacare in the next year.
You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Special Christmas, pre-recorded Christmas show. Hey, I'm gone all week. We're going to be recording all week. But have some fun. Really, seriously. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
At
the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains.
We came into it realizing that everybody's probably doing some last-minute stuff to just not be stressed about it, just to expect the waits and expect the traffic and
some gift last-minute gift cards.
Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792, the Nasdaq down 140, and the S&P 500 down 65 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas.
Come on, everybody.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Well, hopefully had a good life insurance policy on there, huh? Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I know. I'm doing, look, we can all do the Frank Sinatra, the Dean Martin, the Frosty the Snowman stuff, but everybody does that. I don't want to do that. It's boring, right? So anyway, I always appreciate the time that Kimberly spends with me. Kimberly Marin joins me here today, and it's just, you know, Kimberly, it's just Christmas. I don't want to talk about politics, taxes, although, you know, the tax thing is nice because you can start saving next year, you know, for a heavier Christmas, but, you know, I know you live in New England, and I grew up in Boston. I always love people, they say, do you miss the snow? No. I can look at it on TV if I want to. So what do you do? Okay. What do? You do anything special for Christmas? You do what? Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say one thing, because you played that song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, no.
She wouldn't have if she had been carrying. Oh. Just want to say that.
With a good rifle, she could have picked him off from quite far away, right?
That's right. Get Grandma a rifle for Christmas.
Perfect.
I love the snow, actually. We're actually getting snow Friday again, and which stinks because the snow does kind of stink when you have something to do.
Right.
I love
so you want snow. You want snow on demand. Is that kind of what you're saying there?
Yeah, pretty much. I do. I would like snow on demand because I really enjoy staying home, watching the snow fall. You know, it can build up, and there's something about the snow, and only people who have experienced the snow understand this. It's very quiet.
Oh, yeah. You are right there. Yep.
Something totally different, and I love that. You know, you just can stand outside, and it's just a different feeling. And I just love the snow. Of course, I don't have to move it, shovel it, drive in it if I don't want to. I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Oh, honey
so.
Does that, right? I mean, hey, I got to get out here, so go clean the driveway, will you? Right?
Pretty much.
Come on.
No. We have a plow guy. We pay someone to do that.
Oh, whoa. Okay, well, yeah, I haven't hit that time in my life yet. I'm working on it, though.
Yeah, no, our driveway's too big, but hubby does have to clean off the deck and, you know, the stairs and whatever. But I got him an electric shovel last year.
wait a minute. An electric shovel in the snow. Okay, that's good. When
it
starts
works.
Melting, it should light him up like a Christmas tree. Anyway, what do you do that's special though? What do you do that's maybe different than others, or are you just very traditional?
Well, changed over the years based on, you know, growing up and then where I lived. And then when I had my own son, now, so my son was born on Christmas Eve. So it's always,
come on,
it's
really? You couldn't wait?
No. He didn't want to come out. He was 3 weeks late, okay?
Oh, wow. He was warm. So, anyway, go ahead.
So it's always, we celebrate his birthday first. And I don't wrap his presents in Christmas, you know, I wrap them separate. We always celebrate his birthday first, and then it's Christmas Eve. You know what I mean? But, you know, now that we move, we always host Thanksgiving. We always host Christmas Eve dinner. So I have the in-laws over and some family over because I have three Christmas trees. I decorate and I am like Martha Stewart on crack.
Oh my God. I got to tell you something. I would have never pictured that of you. With the way we've talked at times, I figured you were kind of like me to a degree. You know, pull the tree out of the bottom of the box, push the branches down, it's all set and ready to go, and then you shove it at the top of the box when Christmas is over.
I think 5 years ago I tried to make it look like Christmas puked on my house. And I did all kinds of crafts that year. I made all these kinds of really awesome wreaths and I can't even explain all the stuff I made, but I made tons of stuff and I just have so much Christmas stuff. This year I was a little bit more grinchy. I didn't put out my village, which takes forever. You know, I didn't do some stuff, but yeah, that I have tons and tons of stuff. I love it because it's, you know, when you decorate for Christmas, it's cheery. It's how can you not smile when you have colored lights and pretty ornaments and, you know, sparkly things all over.
See, you drive by stuff like that and you go, oh my God, look how beautiful that is and everything else. I look at it and go, some schmucks in 3 hours putting that up. It's going to take him 5 hours to get it down and he's going to have to make sure it's wrapped properly.
You're a Grinch.
It's the only thing I wanted on the front lawn, but she wouldn't let me put up one of those blow-up things, right? I want, not the blow-up, but the air ones. I want to put one of those air Grinches up in the front lawn. Colorful.
We used to go, there's in Saugus, which for those who don't know where that is, it's in Massachusetts. There's places that have really great lights. And it used to be tradition every year that I'd bring my son and we'd go and see those lights. It's the same street. I remember the name of the street. It's, you know, and then more people added lights once this house did. So that used to be another fun thing I did. Now the tradition is I had to stop going down to visit my family because I got the bulldogs. And I wasn't going to leave my husband and I couldn't bring them because I didn't know how they would be with my sister's dogs. So now the tradition is, you know, we have a nice Martha Stewart on crack dinner. excuse me. And then after everyone leaves on Christmas Eve, a Christmas story goes on and that channel's not allowed to be changed until the next day when it goes off.
Oh, that's right. You do that marathon thing. You need care. Yep. You need a lot. Does the dog lay next to you when you do it?
He's probably trying to get me to play ball, but yeah.
Oh, that poor guy. All right. Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Festus Tree, whatever it is you want to do.
Festivus for the rest of it.
Send your emails to her. Don't bother me with it, okay?
I'm going to start airing of the grievances right now.
Oh, God.
So, Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday and enjoys a few days off with family.
Yeah, a few days. No kidding, right? It never stops. All right, Kimberly, you have a great Christmas, too. Really, you and your family have a nice and good time.
You, too. Thank you. I didn't even get to say I go out for Chinese food now on Christmas Day.
Oh, God. No. How can you, on one hand, want Christmas to puke all over your house, and on the other hand, you go out for Chinese food?
Because it's like, it's just to the tradition of a Christmas story.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I have the little, I have the stable up. I had to go all over the place to find a nativity scene. Couldn't find a nativity scene.
Did you find any?
I got one from China. I had ordered one on eBay, and it came from China, right?
You know what?
What?
Did it get there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it over the weekend. The funny thing about it was the first day I put it up. And, you know, I have the camera come on it when we open up the show. And somebody says, where's the baby Jesus? I said, hey, yo, dopus. He doesn't get here until the 25th. I'm one of those realists, you know? I mean, the stable's empty. You got some animals. If I go out and find some something that looks like cow turd, I'd put them in there. But I know. I'm bad like that. I love playing games like that. But anyway, it was just funny. Somebody was actually insulted that I didn't have the baby Jesus in there. But I would have been able to keep the baby Jesus in there anyhow if it was for these feminist freaktoids that, again, this year, it's like the third year in a row. These people, the topless feminists, trying to steal the baby Jesus out of the Vatican nativity scene. These guys are nuts. Just nuts. Okay, so let me see. The topless feminists at the Vatican, they were screaming, "God is woman." And they tried to steal the baby Jesus statue from the nativity scene. And obviously they were stopped by police. But what is it with you people? You people do not believe in God to begin with. You just want to take shots at Catholics, Christians, whatever. And you don't believe in God. I just love this. I just think this is hilarious. You got one group that has two Josephs in the nativity scene because they want to prove that Jesus was gay or Joseph was gay or whatever. I don't know how Jesus came about, but anyhow. And then you got this. You got what does the topless part do? Does it get them more attention? Well, they can't get anybody to look at their breasts unless they do this? Sick people. It's Christmas, okay? It's the day of the birth of our Savior. You can't. This is why I say to you, the fight isn't over. The war isn't over. They're still coming after us. And you need to keep, we all need to keep pushing back. Don't let it stop. Sincerely, don't stop the fight. You know, this is, again, the woman identified as Elsa Vingrovadola, whatever, was seen vaulting over a guardrail charging towards the statues in St. Peter's Square, screaming, "God is woman," and having, you know. So my question to them is, I'm seriously, do you read the Bible? Is it, where do you come up with this stuff? Is it just because you decide that God is woman, that God is woman? Well, then I'll say God is man, and then we'll have a fight on our hands, won't we? What do you use? Is it just the logic between your ears? Why are you always right and we're always wrong? Do you have the guts to go after the Muslims like you go after us because the Muslim God is male? Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me that you guys don't stop. You think... Merry Christmas. Hey, if you would read the Bible, you'd find out that we don't believe that God is quote-unquote male or female. God is spirit. Yes, he's referred to as our Father. Not Mother Nature. Not Mother whatever. Not Mother Earth. He's referred to as our Father. Get over it. Write your own book. Start your own religion. Get a life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
No, you're listening to the real side. Seriously. I'm good with all of this. Look, I grew up in an Italian household. I didn't understand half of what they said to me when I was younger. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But you know what? It's Christmas time. We're not doing politics. We're just kind of talking to special guests and sponsors that have been with me for quite some time now. And I'm always interested in what they do around their holiday for their holiday. Well, it's our holiday, obviously. But everybody's got their own traditions. And that's what's great about America. Nobody's saying you got to throw everything away, but you assimilate, you get into the culture, but you bring your special brand with you. You bring your seasoning, if you would, with you. And talk about seasoning, Jose Rivera joins me today, and he is our conservarican, as we used to call him. And did I call you Jose?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
right,
you did.
I'll fix it. That's because I was getting into
good,
Jose Feliciano. Well, you're all from the same tribe. It's okay.
Exactly, yeah.
There you go,
exactly.
Right? Who
you know, I bring the seasoning that I bring is adobo, yeah, by the way. Right. That's a special seasoning I bring.
Is that what you bring to it, right? So Julio Rivera, known as the Conservarican to us, I always love his passion. We both kind of have the same thing going on, so when we get together, it's really fast. You've got to pay attention and play it back slow later on so you can actually understand what we were saying. Anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. It's actually great to hear you, and I'm so glad to be a part of your Christmas extravaganza.
Yeah, all $7 worth. Hey, so, and I love having you guys back on because, you know, we hit politics so hard all year long. It's nice when the holidays come around and say, you know, I know you got a couple of kids, you know, Christmas has a special meaning to everybody. I mean, some kind of meaning. I don't care if you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate. It's that time of year where you want to get family together. You don't want to beat up all the political stuff. You want to have that break for a few hours anyhow. What are you doing anything special on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a time for the family. I'm glad that you said that about it not being political, because that's actually an issue with my family. My family, being from New Jersey and being, you know, Hispanic, is very liberal, actually. So I'm kind of the outsider, the black sheep, if you will. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that way. I know somebody's probably, I hope you don't get letters and, you know, comments and hate mail over me saying
what?
That.
Brown sheep. You can say you're brown sheep. That's closer to reality, right? I mean, nobody can write me a...
Exactly, yeah. But that being said, yeah, it's always like, you know, politics is a very contentious sort of subject with my family. So, you know, this year we have a rule, actually, that nobody's going to talk politics. You know, especially now that Trump won, they definitely don't want me talking politics. Because, you know, they enjoyed their 8 years of Obama. And you know what? Thank God it's over.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's a Christmas gift, right? That's the real Christmas gift that's truly happening.
Exactly.
That's the
real side of Christmas there. You know, that's really what's worth positive. But, no, I mean, we do, you know, a lot of the traditional stuff with the food. You know, we always love, you know, our pork shoulder, which we refer to as pernil. You know, we sit there and roast that sucker for, you know, 5-6 hours, and it comes out just so tender.
Wow.
With the crispy skin. Oh, my God, ISIS is you know, rolling around going nuts right now, thinking of the prospect of that right now. We're actually enjoying pork.
I've actually got drool coming out of the side of my mouth, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. And, you know, there's all the traditional things. There's the coquito, which is like the eggnog, the, you know, Puerto Rican eggnog. Tons of rum in that, by the way. Yeah, you can't put enough rum in the coquito. You know, and then the other food, the pasteles and all the good stuff. I mean, that's what Christmas means to me. Christmas means to me guiltless eating. Just, you don't even think about it. Just stuff your face until you pass out, basically. That's the tradition.
Wow. No, it's funny. Like I said, everybody brings something different to the table. My aunts, my uncles from Italy, you know, we had a lot of friends that were from Israel, you know, Jewish people that would actually show up on Christmas Eve, and we'd all eat together, we'd break bread together and talk about tradition and family and that kind of, you know, it was really funny. Everybody's so concerned about insulting someone or offending somebody, but I remember as a kid on Christmas Eve, we had atheists, we had agnostics, we had Jews, we had Christians, all in the same house. They had no problem with us praying. They had no problem with us talking about Christ. Everybody was fine with it because it was really just it was really ultimately a day for us to get together as family and just kind of, I don't know, recenter ourselves, reground ourselves, whatever the word you want to use. But it was not a political day, not a religious day, if you would. And I mean that in the broad brush religion. But it's a day for family to get together, remember what our blessings are, what we have. And you've got a newborn.
Exactly.
A fairly
new
one. Yes,
I do. A little baby, 5 months old. Right. So this is her first Christmas. She's going to be dressed up as a little elf. She's going to look absolutely gorgeous.
But listen. Tell me you're not one of those guys, because I consider you like a sensible guy, right? You're not one of the guys that bought her like 51 gifts, because she's not going to remember this in 20 years. You know that, right? Send me your money.
No. I mean, but you know, I'll get her the cute stuff. That'll get her like, I got her like these glow bears that, you know, you touch them and they're like a giant teddy bear, but when you press the button, they glow in the dark. So she's either going to be traumatized or she's really going to love it. I hope she doesn't burst out crying, you know, thinking that like the bear is possessed by the devil or something. That's going to be nice. And you know, just all the little cutie stuff, all the little baby stuff, you know, little bears and toys and the cutie stuff. And then my older daughter, who's a teenager, you know, you got to give her the high tech stuff. And, you know, all the stuff that she wants, you know, that she wants, you know, you gotta get her the Uggs and the this and the that and stuff. And me, I get nothing. I get the satisfaction of seeing the, you know, their joy, I guess. That's my Christmas. Isn't that our Christmas gift?
Yeah, pretty much. You just sit there, you take pictures and you go, oh my God, what have I created?
Exactly. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch. Put it that way. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch.
My dad,
but I will enjoy it. I will.
I know. We all do. I mean, my dad used to get socks and what was that? What was the cologne? Old Spice. Remember Old Spice?
Oh God. Oh yeah. I used to use a deodorant.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I got my dad a cologne. I mean, that was kind of like he ran out about every December. You know what I'm saying? So hey, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And you know, I got others that are just dying to get on the show. They paid me big bucks for this show.
Listen, I want to give a very Merry Christmas to all of your listeners. You know, stay the course, keep the good fight going in the new year. I know this episode isn't really about politics, but you know, you do a great job, Joe. I gotta commend you. You know, you really express conservatism in a way that people can digest it, and you're definitely on the right side of all the arguments. And God bless you. And you know, I look forward to seeing you. Are you going to be at CPAC?
I'm going to try like heck. We'll see. It gets cold there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does get cold out there, but I'd love to see you out there. And, you know, God bless you in California. I hope that you guys get through, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on over there.
I'm
going
to help them succeed, then I'm going to move to New Jersey with you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. We always got room for an Italian, another Italian in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. I'll blend in. I'll blend, like they say. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you have a great time.
Merry Christmas, and God bless you and Tammy.
You know, I love having guests on with us, you know, guests that are on a regular basis, sponsors and what have you, to talk about what the day truly is about. Because everybody celebrates, I get that everybody celebrates it differently. I even get that some people aren't Christian listening to the show, and I get that. I don't know, you celebrate it. You want to celebrate Xmas, that's fine for you. I guess you can celebrate Christmas, too. But you know, and read my piece that I have up on the website about Christmas. We know that Jesus wasn't born in the middle of winter. Shepherds wouldn't have been in the field. We get all of that. But you got to pick a day. Got to do something, right? Or at least I feel like you have to do something. And it's okay. It seriously is okay. Mark and Lynn Weevil, I guess it's Weevil, of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, believe that Jesus is the reason for the season. So they decided to include a beautiful sign that just simply reads Jesus in their outdoor Christmas decorations. Now, a few days later, they received an email from the Homeowners Association asking them to remove the sign. One of their neighbors had complained that Jesus' display was offensive. One of their hundreds of neighbors complained that Jesus is offensive. And again, I say this all the time. I'm not trying to be nasty or funny, or I'm really not trying to be funny, but what part of Jesus is nasty? Is it to love your neighbor as yourself? Is it feed the widows and the orphans? Is it peace on earth, goodwill towards men? You know, is it forgive everybody? I'm really trying to find out where the offense is here, because they never really say what the offense is, other than you believe that Jesus is the only way. Okay, yeah, but what's the offense? If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in Jesus, then what's the big whoop? It doesn't affect you. So if I think that you're not going to get forgiven of your sin because you believe in Jesus, you don't believe in Jesus, then if you don't believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter. And most of you who argue with me, which I really love, is you'll ask me, who's to say there is sin? What is sin? And you go, okay, I'm not getting in this conversation with you because I can't win. You've already decided there is no sin. You've already decided that you're doing everything perfectly correct and right, and there's not much I can do to change your mind. So why bother? You know what I'm saying? Well, why even bother? So the article goes on to say, we know that Christmas was about the birth of Jesus. Mrs. Weevil told the Evening Sun newspaper, I was quite shocked that it offended somebody. But I guess today's world I shouldn't have been. Well, see, this is the stuff that's going to keep the conservative Republicans in charge for a long time. Yeah, I'm not trying to get all political on you, but you just go attacking head on. You think that everybody's on your page. Well, guess what? They're not. The neighbor objected to the offensive nature of the sign. The homeowners association had a completely different concern. Now, they argued that the Jesus display was really against their no signs permitted. Isn't that just special? The Weevils said they plan on keeping their decorations in place regardless of the homeowners association mandates. Guess what? We love Jesus. He's staying. What about you guys? Hey, go heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more coming up. I hope you appreciate it for the next few hours.